Cougar closure right now in between Canmore and Dead Man's Flats, just between the highway and the Bow River, between Canmore and Dead Man's Flats, just north of the highway. That's where the closure is. I understand that it's close to another proposed area.
This has been in the news this year because the MD of Bighorn is looking at passing a area structure plan, which is a development plan that would guide future use on that site. They're looking at a light industrial development for the area and have done an environmental assessment and concluded it's okay for them to go ahead. And, you know, when I look and see this cougar closure, this is exactly why we have wildlife corridors. And there's a lot of concern about this development proposal because it's right on the other side of the wildlife underpass. Why have we spent money to build a wildlife underpass and then put in a light industrial development right next to it, a functioning wildlife corridor? This is even a more historical story because when we go back, we'll see that the MD of Bighorn has actually tried to exchange that land with the province and Alberta Parks for a site that was a former quarry on the 1X. A change of Minister of the Environment kiboshed that plan. I think they thought the optics of doing a land exchange for a land inside of a provincial park wouldn't look good, although probably should have looked at the details because I still think we should be looking at the land exchange. For me, the cougar closure just speaks to the fact that this is a functioning wildlife corridor. Mm-hmm. If you put development in there, will it continue to function?
I'm trying to think of what's in there now.
There's a campground in Deadmans, and that is actually the pinch point for movement in the area for wildlife.
That's a Three Sisters campground.
Alberta Parks has actually looked at animal movement through the Deadman Flats area and this pinch point and found that by taking that campground out and returning it as landscape for animals to move, that would actually contribute to the ecological integrity of that particular area.
So there's people who want to shut that campground down then.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
And when we make these decisions, I think science is a good place to start.